Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And I know why you're still hanging with me, because you heard Bob McTeer is going to be back on the show, and you are correct. Bob is a distinguished fellow at the National Center for Policy Analysis, but we first met him in 1999 when he joined us, our Brain Trust, when he was still a member of the Fed, when he was president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and a member of the FOMC, which is an organization that met yesterday and today in a two-day meeting. And we've asked Bob to join us to tell us a little bit about what he thinks is going to happen in this meeting. Bob McTeer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Bob's also was a former chancellor of the Texas A&M University System. Bob, the Federal Open Market Committee is a division of the Fed, the decision-making body of the Fed, and they met yesterday, and they're going to meet today. And what do you think is going to happen? What are they talking about?
They're talking about how long they think they're going to have to continue their special program that's being called QE2, quantitative easing. They're wondering if it's
Which is essentially low interest rates, easy money.
Doing any good. Yeah, they announced in, I think it was November, that they were going to buy $600 billion of mainly Treasury notes and bonds, not Treasury bills, to pump more liquidity into the system. And they wanted a lot of good things to happen. They wanted it to depress longer-term interest rates a little bit, keep mortgage rates down. But I think the main thing they wanted out of that was some money supply growth. They'd already put a lot of liquidity into the banking system, but the banks were in such bad shape that the banks were holding on to a lot of excess reserves and not utilizing them. Therefore, the money wasn't being created. So they're really trying to get that process unclogged.
Right.
And they probably wouldn't have had to do this had fiscal policy been a little bit more effective. They basically found themselves at the end of the year with the economy still weak, with stimulus running out, and the public had turned against stimulus, said it wasn't working and it was creating too much debt. It's hard to know whether it was working or not, but there's no doubt it was creating a lot of debt. So they sort of found themselves the only game in town. And
so are you saying that if a year ago, if December of 09, the Congress had extended the Bush tax cuts a year ago, instead of just this last month at the last moment, literally the 11th hour, that might have given the Fed a little more breathing room?
Yeah, that would have been a very helpful thing to do. And also, a year earlier, stop bashing banks, stop bashing
businesses,
stop talking in a way that employers were your enemy and berating them for not employing people.
Yeah. The job owning
class warfare rhetoric.
Right, and extending the uncertainty. So you're saying that the Fed is literally, with monetary policy, is having to clean up the mess that the fiscal policy makes.
Yeah, of course the big mess wasn't fiscal policy's fault. The big mess was the subprime mortgage crisis.
Failure to apply the regulations that were already in place.
That's right. These basically unregulated financial organizations were making these subprime loans that were unconscionable in retrospect. Most people didn't realize exactly what was going on. I can remember myself when people would say, oh, they're making loans that they don't expect to be repaid. And my reaction was, well, why would anybody do a thing like that?
Exactly. No, that
and what I was missing was that they were making them and then selling them immediately securitizing.
And taking the fees and getting them off the books. So bottom line, will anything happen different on interest rates this time?
No, not this time on interest rates. They'll announce that they're still going to be holding them down close to zero on short term.
Yep.
They'll probably announce that they're sticking with their quantitative easing program long term. But I think they will say that the economy is looking a little bit better. They'll acknowledge some improvement.
Hold on to that thought, Bob. We'll come back, folks. We're going to find out how the Fed's actions compared to global actions. Stay with us. I can't
imagine any... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.